Yeah, it's Gerald Ingeveld. I'm the new president of Olds Rural Crime Watch.
Joining us today is Gerald with Olds Rural Crime Watch. And Gerald, you guys had your AGM recently, so you've got a little bit of a new structure there. So who is the key titles for your board going forward here for 2026?
Yeah, we have three members on our executive. So myself, Gerald Ingeveld, is president. Our treasurer is Jason Leach from just east of Olds. And secretary is Shelley Ingeveld. Well, as always, you know, the main goal of the Rural Crime Watch is to have the eyes and ears of the community. So just to be reporting unusual or suspicious vehicles or activities out in the rural areas. No one knows the community better than the people who live in it. So that's really our main focus. And to help us to do that, we always have presentations from either our local RCMP detachments, because we do cover three detachment areas, or we have someone come out from a provincial association to just give us a little bit of information of what should we be looking for in the community, and also what are the trends, what are the crime trends in our community, what are the things that are happening maybe in other communities that we should be watching out for here in ours.
Perfect. What areas does Olds Rural Crime Watch cover?
Well, we cover all of Mountain View County, so the Olds, Didsbury, and Sundry detachments. We cover a little bit, probably about maybe 10% of Clearwater County, a little bit of Red Deer County, and then a little nip into Bighorn County. But our main focus would be in Mountain View County, because that's where most of our members are.
You bet. Your annual memberships, it cost how much, and are they due now, and how do people manage to square up on those accounts?
We've gone to an annual membership now. It's just $10, and that's for the household. We also offer a membership for groups, for associations, like local community halls, and it'd be $25, and you can put several contact names and emails onto a membership like that. The memberships can be covered either by mailing a check to Box 2227, Didsbury, Alberta, TOMOWO, or we can do an e-transfer to info@oldsruralcrimewatch.ca, and we can always download the application forms on our website, and our website is just oldsruralcrimewatch.ca.
Perfect. Approximately how many members do you have currently?
Well, when I send out an email, it's sitting just under 300 members.
That's great. If people want to find out more information about Olds Rural Crime Watch, where can they go, Gerald?
Well, we can get onto our website, www.oldsruralcrimewatch.ca. We're in the process of redoing our website now, so there's going to be some changes on it. There's a lot of older information on that website, but there's still some good information. All our contact information is on there. For personal information, if there's somebody who would like to talk to me about maybe joining the association or would like some more details, I'm always available. 403-638-2356.
That's great. Well, thanks for joining us on Community Hotline today, Gerald, and best of luck in 2026.
Thanks, Galen.